Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I got a car the other day. The gadgets they have on these things are amazing. I had been driving a 2004 Civic with over 200,000 miles on it. I liked that little car that got almost 40 miles per gallon. But when you start having repairs that cost more than the value of the vehicle, common sense has to kick in sometime. It kicked in later for me than it would have for most people. A car has to get me from one place to another in the safest, least expensive way possible. I really don't care what it looks like, or if it's in vogue, or if people say, "That's a neat-looking car." I must be keeping that standard, since I haven't had many people oohing and aahing over the one I just got. It will be wonderful once I figure out what all those buttons and levers do. I did feel kind of funny when I asked the person who sold me the car when he was going to give me the key, and he said, "I already did." I replied, "No, you didn't." He said, "Yes, I did. It's right there in your hand." Not wanting to look completely inept, I kept my mouth shut, but was thinking, "I don't have a key in my hand." Yes, I found out my car has one of those push-button things where you have to have your foot on the brake to start it. Backing up, it has a video screen showing where you are, but it doesn't work real well. I found that out after running over my rhododendron bush. When I flip on the right turn signal, the video screen shows me what is immediately to my right. I'm not sure why they have that, because you have to take your eyes off the road to look at the screen. I hope the design engineer didn't get a bonus for that one. Neat feature, just zero practicality. There is a neat feature, though, where you don't need the thing that is supposed to be the key to open the door. As long as you have that in your pocket, you can unlock the door by just putting your hand behind the door handle. I told my wife I had the car programmed with her DNA markers so she didn't have to use a key to unlock the door. She didn't believe me, but I said, "Try it." She did, and voila, it opened. After an initial look of astonishment, since she has a lot more technical expertise than I do, the trick didn't last very long. But she was even impressed when she put her purse in the trunk and it wouldn't let her shut the lid. Her almost a key was in her purse, and the trunk wouldn't shut. That's pretty good. But the newest thing I learned last night is when you don't put it in park before trying to turn off the car, it prints a message on the screen and speaks. "Put the car in park, stupid." It really doesn't say stupid, but you get the drift. I can't wait to learn more about my car. All I have to do is finish reading the 300-page user manual and remember all the step-by-step directions. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.